April 18th, Psalm 8.
To the choir master, according to the Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
What is man that you are mindful of him? Douglas Sean O'Donnell. Psalm 8 is the antidote for infectious anthropologies such as the view of mankind that is too high, man is the captain of his soul, or the view that is too low, we are just evolved cosmic dust living on a minor planet in a less than extraordinary galaxy. With a poetic inclusio, this hymn of praise opens and closes with a high view of God. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalm 8, verses 1 and 9. What follows verse 1 is an upward focus. We look up at God when we read this psalm. We look beyond the moon and the stars, verse 3, to see God's glory, which is above the heavens, verse 1. Then, from that great height, we descend to see man, verse 4, and all that is under his feet, verse 6. There is a pause in the middle of the poem. We gasp. We join the psalmist in asking, what is man that you are mindful of him and that you care for him? Verse 4. Put differently, what is so great about people that you even give a thought to us? The question is never completely answered in the verses that follow. The psalm simply goes on to recount our privileged place among God's creation, crowned with glory and honor, focusing on our dominion over the animals, sheep, oxen, beasts, birds, fish, and sea creatures. The New Testament, in a sense, takes up the psalmist's question, answering that what is so great about mankind is the man Jesus Christ. Psalm 8 is quoted 3 times in the New Testament. Following the lead of those inspired authors, we understand that Jesus is the ideal man who was crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Through that glorious death, he tasted death for everyone, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Now, although everything has been put in subjection to him, we still await the day when every rule and every authority and power will be put under his feet, and the last enemy, death, will be destroyed. On that day, we men will join the children who cried out on the streets of Jerusalem long ago, Hosanna to the Son of David, Matthew chapter 21, verse 5.